So let's review. The previous Mishnah discussed a machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham regarding chatei ad shelo nismano v'achkach nismano. If the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi committed an aveira before he was appointed, and was then appointed and became aware of the aveira, the Chacham hold basr chatas as linan. He brings a kispa b'seira because we go by the time of the aveira when he was a hedyot. Or Reb Shimon holds basr yediyah as linan. He does not bring any carbon because we also go by the time he became aware of the aveira when he becomes obligated in the carbon. Therefore, only if he was a hedyot during both chatas v'yediyah does he bring a kispa b'seira. But if it was a hedyot during the aveira and a kohen gadol, the nasi, during the yediyah, he does not bring any carbon. The Gemara proceeds to apply this machlekes to the following braisa. The pasuk of hedyot states, "Vim nefesh achas techet abishkaga me'ama aretz." The braisa explains me'ama aretz prat l'mashiach uprat l'nasi. The words me'ama aretz from ordinary people exclude both kohen mashiach and nasi. And the Gemara explains me'ama aretz prat l'mashiach teaches kohen mashiach b'shegigas ma'isa ena mevi kispa b'seira. If the Kohen Gadol committed an aveir without a preceding hayra or ruling, he's not liable for any carbon, not for a par like a Kohen Mashiach, nor for a kispa v'seira like a hedyot. However, Ma'am Aretz Prat L'Nasi, what it teaches, depends on the above machlekes as follows. According to Reb Shimon, who holds Basi Diaz Linan, the Brice is a simple case of a Kogun Sha'achl Gazayas Chaylev Kishu Hedyot, and the Sman of Achkach Noideloi, Eina Mevi Kispa v'seira. The Nasi ate a Gazayas of Chaylev before he was appointed, and he became aware of the aveir after he was appointed. He's not liable for any carbon. He's not liable for a sar like a nasi because at the time of the aveira he was a hedyot. And he's not liable for a kispa of a seira like a hedyot because at the time of the yediyah he was a nasi. However, according to the chacham who hold basa chatzas as linan, we cannot use this interpretation because he does bring a kispa of a seira since at the time of the aveira he was a hedyot and we don't go by the yediyah. Therefore, according to the chacham, we must say the braisa is a case of kugen sha'achol chatzi kezayis chaylev kishu hetyit v'nismana v'eshlimoy v'achikach noideloy. In a maybe kispa b'seira. The nasi ate a half kezayis of chaylev before he was appointed, and he ate another half kezayis after he was appointed, and then became aware of his avera. He's not liable for any carbon because the holy mitzarfi, the achli paga kishu hetyit, upaga kishu nasi. The two half kezayisim do not combine to form a complete shear for a chiyuv chatas because he was a hedyot when he ate one half and a nasi when he ate the other half. The Gemara also applies the machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham to the following case: Achal safik chelev kishu hedyot v'nismana v'noidle al sveikai. If the nasi committed a questionable aveira before he was appointed and then became aware of the safik aveira after he was appointed, according to the Chacham who hold basa chatas as linan, the maisi ashim tali. He brings a carbon ashim tali because at the time of the aveira he was a hedyot. Well, according to Reb Shimon, who holds Basi Diaz Linan, there is a question. Perhaps Patam Ashim Tali because Midishtani Lavade Ishtani Lasafik. Since in a Vade Aveira he is Patam because his status changed from a Hedyot to a Nasi, and a Safik Aveira he is also Patam because his status changed. Or perhaps Chayiv Basham Tali because Kishtani Lavade Ishtani Karbon Didei. Avlhocha Dele Ishtani Karbon Didei. Only in a Vade Aveira he is Patam because regarding Karbonis his status changed from a Kispa B'Seira to a Sar. But in a Safek Aveir, he's chayev because regarding Karbanis, his status did not change, as both the Hedyot and Nasi are liable to an Ashim Tali. Tekui, this question remains unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with another drush in the Pasuk, Vim nefesh achas techet abishkaga me'ama aretz. The Tanakama holds me'ama aretz prat lemumer. The letter mem excludes a renegade who committed an aveir b'shagig, that he does not bring a karma chatzas. Or Reb Shimon says the source for prat lemumer is from a different Pasuk. Asher loyser yasenu b'shkaga v'ashim. Hashav b'idiyase may be carbon ashagagase. Loishav b'idiyase ene may be carbon ashagagase. One is considered a shagig only if he would have refrained from the avera had he known. But a mumer is not considered a shagig because he would have committed the avera anyway, and is therefore not afforded the opportunity to achieve atonement through a carbon chatas. And the Gemara explains the distinction lies in the following case. Ba'eichel nevela l'te'oven v'neschalef lo'i chelev b'shumen v'achli. A mumer who usually ate nevela to satiate himself, and this time he ate chelev inadvertently by assuming that it's shuman, according to the Tanakhama source of Me'ama Aretz, kivin l'te'oven achol b'meizid mumerhu. Since he usually eats forbidden meat knowingly, he's considered a mumer and does not bring a karma chatas. While according to Reb Shimon's source of Ashav Mediyasa, kivin de'ilu ashkach da'teru lo'achol di'isura la mumerhu. Since if he would have permitted meat, he would not eat forbidden meat, he's not considered a mumer, and he does bring a karma chatas. The previous Mishnah concluded with Ezehu Nasi, Ze Melech, who is considered a Nasi who is liable for a Sar, only a king because the Pasuk states Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Alekav, Shein Al Gabav, El Hashem Alekav. The Nasi must be greater than all people, with no one else above him except for Hashem. And the Brice explains that the source is Egzer Shava. The Pasuk of Nasi states, Mikol mitzvah Hashem likav. And the Pasuk of Melech states, L'man yilmad liyiris Hashem likav. Ma'alahalan she'in agabav el Hashem likav. Af Nasi she'in agabav el Hashem likav. And accordingly, the Gemara adds, Malki Yisrael u'malki biz David, Eilim avim la'atzmam, Be'ilim avim la'atzmam. During the era when two kings ruled simultaneously in Eretz Yisrael, each king can be liable for his own tzar because loikafi adadi, one was not subordinate to the other. However, during the era that two nasim ruled, one in Eretz Yisrael and one in Bavel, the nasi in Eretz Yisrael would not be liable in Nesar because kaifin and lehu liditu, he was subordinate to the nasi in Bavel. Tzak the Mishnah, v'zeu ha-mashiach, ha-mashiach b'shem ha-mishcha, loy ha-maruba b'begadim. Kohen Gadol who is liable to bring a parah is only one who became a Kohen Gadol by being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, but not one that became Kohen Gadol by performing the Avodah while wearing the Kohen Gadol's additional clothing, as in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash when there was no Shemen HaMishcha. The Gemara cites a braisa with a machlokes regarding the process of preparing the Shemen HaMishcha. Yehuda says, Shemen HaMishcha she'asa Moshe b'midbar, ha'yusholkum by esi yikar. The roots of the besamim were cooked in the oil which thus absorbed the scent of the besamim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, V'haloi lasuch esi yikar mein esayfik. The 12 lug of oil was not enough even to smear the besam and certainly not to cook them. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, El ha-shayrinais esi yikar b'mayim, u'matzif olav shemen v'koylid esarech v'kafachay. The roots of the besam were first soaked in water to prevent them from absorbing the oil. After being removed from the water, the oil was sprinkled on them to absorb the scent, and the oil was then immediately removed from the besam. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shalkum by Esi Karm, they did cook the roots in the oil, but they did not absorb all the oil because Kama Nisim Nasu by Mitchil Bat Saif. This is one of the many miracles that occurred with the 12 lug of the Shemana Mishcha from beginning to end. Tchilas Elohai Yelishne Masa Lugin, Ra Kama Yeru by Las, Bekama Karm by Lim Kama Or Sairif. The process of the Shemana Mishcha started out with only 12 lug of oil. And even though, through cooking, much of it should have become absorbed into the pot and into the besamim and evaporated from the heat, nevertheless, Uboy Nimshach, Mishkan, Vakela, Va'arn, Uvanov, Kalshibis, Miamaluim, Uboy Nimshach, Kahan, Gedoil, Mumalachim, the Shemana Mishcha was sufficient to smear the entire Mishkan with all its utensils, Aaron and his four sons, for the 7 days of the Miluim, and afterward the Shemana Mishcha was used to smear all the future Kahan, Gedoilim, and kings, and after all that, the Kulei Kaim La'asad Lavai, all 12 lug remained intact and will be used again in times to come, as the Pasuk states, Shem and Mishchas Kodesh Yiyazel Ligladere Seichem. Zeh begematria shnei masa lugin hava. The numerical value of the letter Zeh equals 12. The Brisa elaborates on Uvoy nimshchu kan gedoil mamalachim. Kohen Gadol ben Kohen Gadol ton Mashicha. The son of a Kohen Gadol requires Mashicha when he becomes Kohen Gadol because the Pasuk states, Va'akoyin ha-Mashiach tachta mibonav. The superfluous word ha-Mashiach teaches, Dimibonav the Kohen Gadol, ihava Mashiach hava Kohen Gadol, ve'iloi loi hava Kohen Gadol. Even though he's taking over the position from his father, the previous Kohen Gadol, he requires Mashicha because it's not considered an inheritance. However, ve'ein moishkin melech be'melech, the son of a king does not require Mashicha when he becomes the king because the Pasuk states, l'man yarech yamim amam lachtoi, hu ubonav bekerib Yisrael. The Pasuk implies Yerusha hilechem, as Rashi explains, mashma Yerusha hilechem ka'adam shemayrish Yerusha lebonav, the position of king is considered an inheritance from father to son. However, ki'ika machleikis bay Mashicha. If two sons of a king fought for the position, the one who was chosen does require Mashicha because the Pasuk concludes, Hu ubanav beker b'Yisrael. Bezman sheshalom b'Yisrael, karina behu ubanav. Va'afilo b'loy Mashicha. Only during times of peace does the son inherit the position and become king without Mashicha.